Here is another short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton.
I have a strong sense, a burning inside of me that this is going to be an all-out assault on everything traditional America, everything Christian America this coming year. Now, I don't think most churches are going to be able to provide the kind of spiritual nourishment that is going to be necessary for what lies ahead this year. Truth is very hard to find, as we've been discovering the last year with regard to the virus and the social unrest, the allegations of systemic racism in this country, and then the election, was it fraudulent, and everything that's taking place, what happened with the Capitol. Truth is very hard to find in the political news of our day because people, right, look at the same thing and have completely different perspectives on it. But we do know, again, that real truth, spiritual truth, is found in God's Word. So we need to be reading and studying God's Word every single day. We need to be reminded on a daily basis what the truth of God's Word is, looking to Him as the source of truth and encouragement. We also need to be listening to sermons, but not just sermons of anyone. We need to be listening to sermons of the most sound, biblically sound pastors. And I know I've mentioned John MacArthur a lot on this program, and I would start with him. Now, there are other ones besides him, but I would start with him because he's someone over his entire preaching ministry of 51 years that's proven that he's willing to stand strong and preach the full counsel of God. Number three, we need to be discipling our families. It's not good enough just to take it in ourselves. We need to be discipling those in our own spheres of influence. We also need to be skilled about sharing the gospel. I heard a message just recently about know how to share the gospel in your own personal testimony. Paul did this over and over again when he'd talk about his own story. He would share the gospel, proclaim the gospel in that story. But that impacts other people. That's what's going to change our societies when more people repent and believe in the gospel. Very difficult to change people politically. People are wedded to the false political narratives or perspectives that they've had for their entire life or their families had. But when the gospel comes in someone's life, then all of a sudden they begin to develop a biblical worldview on the issues of our day. And ultimately, it's not really about saving America. As much as we'd like to see this country do well and be honoring to God, we really want that and we pray for that. But ultimately, the most important thing to save is not so much America, which we want. We want to save people's souls. We want to be used by God to save people's souls. Another thing we need to be doing, we need to be praying constantly. Pray without ceasing, the Bible says. Pray that our leaders would rule according to God's word. They would punish evil and praise good. That's what they're supposed to do. Pray that those that are wicked and their plans would be thwarted, and that they would be judged if they go against that. And that people would be so convicted if they're trying to push ungodly policies on this country. And we also need to give thanks for all of what we still have in this country. We still have lots of freedoms in this country, and so we need to use those and be thankful for them to continue to be ambassadors for Christ. And finally, we need to trust God because He will be able to get us through anything that we're going to face in this country. There may be some dark days ahead. We don't know what's before us. We don't know when the return of Christ is going to be. We don't know all of this. We just know that each day God gives us the grace, the supernatural ability to do His will. And so we need to trust Him, believe Him, rely on Him, set our eyes on Him each and every day as we see the situations develop around us, because He will give us the grace to get through anything we face. That doesn't mean we're going to always have easy sailing and it's going to be a bed of roses. No, it doesn't mean that. It means that even if it's hard, God gives us the supernatural ability to get through it. So stand firm.
This has been a short take from the Christian Worldview with David Wheaton. Find out more about the Christian Worldview, order resources, make a donation, become a monthly partner, or contact us, visit thechristianworldview.org. You can also call us at toll-free 1-888-646-2233 or write to us at Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331. That's Box 401, Excelsior, Minnesota 55331.